Call me on Thursday, okay?
Okay.
But wait around for item 12.
All right.
Alderman Wilhelm still has the floor.
And so I noticed that this says you put this in for application on June 4th. So it's been 3 months, and the pickleball area would have been nice to know about. But what kind of timeframe, now that we're already 3 months into this from your application date, what kind of timeframe were you hoping for?
Well, the reason it got postponed a little bit is I got married on July 10th.
Congratulations.
And I was given a
Stephanie's smiling, I can
step
tell.
When it got on the agenda. As far as the timing on things, certainly I wouldn't make any investment in developing any of the roads until next spring. It's too late in the year to make any improvements to the site. Frost is going to be coming and so forth.
Right.
And as far as the concept, I mean, mine at this meeting was to make a decision, or to find out, I shouldn't say, but if I'm going to move forward with this, I'm looking, I mean, I'm serious. I've never actually done this before where I've had a concept review before. So what I'm looking for is feedback is the concept I'm drawing here the look that you feel is the best way to develop it? If this land here is not to be a pool and tennis but be commercial, you know, I honestly, the reason this became pool and tennis is I struggled with what retail is out there that would need this much land. We're in a different world today. We're just not where we, you know, were 15 years ago. So I paid, you know, $12,000 for a drawing to show me what a pool and tennis club would look like. And now I am at a point where I believe the idea of the self-storage is a fabulous use for the city. And certainly it is my primary business. I developed that throughout Wisconsin. I've sold my last one that I've developed but in Wisconsin. But in North Carolina, I continue to develop them. And this concept is really a terrific. Now, as I said, this is what's being shown for where I have it. This is where, as an alternative option that I looked at. But as I mentioned earlier, it limits the opportunity for where, what this could be if I've built here, this builds a box. So, but I know that, you know, in Franklin, we've wanted services, and these parcels will, this will be the start of getting one of those services. Quality of life is services, getting services down here. I know darn well that Franklin is desperate for some kind of a restaurant that's, or restaurants, not even restaurant. You know, myself coming down here, I was thinking, which restaurant should I be eating at tonight before I came here? And so I want to encourage it. I think this is a great site to encourage it. So I truly do think that Franklin deserves so much to for the community. It's what makes the community grow is quality of life.
Well, I guess I would ask you to continue talking with the alderwoman and see where it goes.
Jim, I didn't do this, and I apologize. I usually give a little speech before concept review.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we do it in front of the common, so I'll give the pre-speech post, okay?
Okay.
The reason we do this before the common council is we used to just have you do this sometimes in front of the plan commission, and it got sometimes that the plan commission would give some direction to a developer that didn't quite align with the common council, and we found that the developer would go off and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plans, and it would get to the common council and not necessarily get a warm approach. In other words, a no, and we didn't find that to be fair to the developer. So, well, the change was made probably 10 years ago, Kristen, probably, to offer the developers 15 minutes or so. We've now been almost an hour with you, but we do that out of respect for you because you're family.
I'll be waiting for that Christmas gift.
You didn't get last year's? anyway.
Must be that U.S. Postal.
So we cannot give you a definitive, we love it, we hate it. We can give you nebulous answers so that you can take from the meeting what you feel is where we're at.
Okay.
We can't tell you move that there and that there and that there. So you got to figure out what we want. But I go back to what I just told you. Call me on Thursday. I got an idea for you.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sorry. Did anybody else have questions they want to ask?
Thank you, Mr. O'Malley.
And all right, guys. O'Malley. Thank you so much.
Congratulations again. I'm very happy for you. We're all happy for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Jim.
Yeah. What? No, I don't. I'll get one.
So thank you very much. This should be a quick one. Move on to G6. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. G6 is an ordinance amend unified development ordinance to allow for accessory structures greater than 1,200 square feet in floor area subject to special use approval. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
You didn't have your mic on anyway. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and build your structure.
Thank you.
Thanks for your patience.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
G7 is authorization to allow DPW to purchase radar message signs for the safety of our road crews.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. For the record, Alderman Hanneman seconded without her microphone turned on. G8 is a request from the Parks Commission for the Common Council to approve the concept site plan for Pleasant View Neighborhood Park. Alderman Wilhelm.
Oh, this has been a long time coming, so I guess our job is pretty much to please most of the people with the least tax money. And as you all know, we each represent about 6,000 residents. And District 3 has one active park. It's a tot lot in Glen Meadows. It's where I raised my kids in that neighborhood. District 3 lost their baseball field that was in Glen Meadows about 20 years ago. And Pleasant View Park was purchased to bring that baseball field back. It was, as they say, the promise to the district. We're going to buy this land. We're sorry we're taking your baseball field out of this park. But you will have one. Only recently has that ball field been put in with what's called the multi-use field. And as you've watched baseball, you know it's not just go on the field. There's always another group warming up, throwing a ball. So the multi-use field is actually part of the whole baseball concept that was asked for. So I've been the district alderperson for quite some time. I was even involved back in about 2006 when Pat Meehan laid out the very first design for Pleasant View Park, which includes pretty much everything that we've been talking about. It's also a Pleasant View needs list. This came out in 2015. Playfield, the three tennis courts, ice skating area, picnic area, pretty much everything that's almost all installed there now. Then I only had this utility plan, but this is Graves 2000, it says 14, but actually was approved for the plan in 2015. If you look at the 2015 plan, it's nearly identical to what we're talking about 5 years later. The multi-use field is showing on here, the parking lot, the roundabout, the trail, the baseball field, the tennis courts, the pavilion, everything we're talking about. So this is what after many public hearings and meetings, this is what the residents for this neighborhood park have been begging for, and this is what we've been telling them. So to get us to the point today, we took pretty much this plan and added pickleball courts to it at the tune of $144,000. That's what we're at right now. Could have built other courts with that. But the process was moved along quite a bit, and there are, this is the survey that I emailed to the alderman because it wasn't in the council packet. It also wasn't in the plan commission packet. And the reason why I'm pointing this out is because we're making a decision based on a survey for a neighborhood park that actually went citywide. And even citywide survey, baseball fields, highest, 62%. That's showing on this graph here. Next highest that's actually not on this graph is the multi-use field. That came in at 60%. The next highest is basketball courts. That came in at 57%. And we're not doing any of those. They actually requested 2 to 4 courts. And those aren't going in at all. Volleyball courts came in at 52%, actually tied with pickleball courts. And they want, for volleyball courts, people wanted 2 to 4 courts. We're putting in one that was if it fits. The mayor wants an ice skating. That was actually in the original plans. It was in all the other plans. It can be put on the multi-use field. But the problem is the pickleball courts are going to be on top of the multi-use field, which is the second highest thing that was asked and actually supports the highest thing that was asked, even though this went citywide. The pickleball court still did not come out as the highest in the area. So I feel like 4 courts are tough on the budget. I don't know if everyone's been out there to see that the brand new tennis court is cracking and breaking apart. The brand new pavilion doesn't have the landscaping in, which is what I talked about, you know, almost a year ago. The building permit was August 2019, or in September 2020. There's still no grass out there. The downspouts aren't done. The water is undermining the brand new foundation of the building that hasn't even opened up yet. We have budget. We have repairs. We have DPW staffing. We have needs, and I feel as if we can give the people pickleball courts. I just feel the request is a little overwhelming. So I think the 4 courts is a bit more budget friendly, but it still impacts the multi-use field, which also impacts what the mayor wanted as an ice skating rink, and it takes away from the highest 2 uses, multi-use field and the baseball. But it seems to be the best compromise. Let the people have what they've asked for. Let them have the 2 highest needs. Partially impact what they ask for. That doesn't sit probably too well as me as their alder person. But I also understand there's pickleball needs that have cropped out recently. So I think that 4 courts is all I can do in good conscience without ignoring the needs of the majority based on survey, based on years of planning. So if there's not any objection, and I don't want to waste a lot of time because we've been here a long time, I would like to move to accept the Pleasant View Master Plan with 4 pickleball courts, altering the trail linkage to connect to the existing trail versus the parking lot, and reduce the parking to reflect the reduction of the courts.
It would be helpful to know if you're going
I'm looking at the drawing right in front of you on page 157, G8. It has a hand-drawn arrow that connects the two trails together. Well, the...
I'll second it.
Well, this is what was suggested by the Plan Commission. No, I'm talking about, you asked me about the trails. You said, is that really where you want the trail to go?
I'll clarify something first.
Right.
You said four pickleball courts.
Yes.
The Plan Commission was for six.
Right.
Which is the black square.
Correct, and I'm saying four there. There's six there. I'd say four. We can still get the multi-use field to be a little bit bigger. It's still going to be impacted. It will still move the ice skating closer.
Yep. Going to remove two handguns.
Right.
I'm not saying that's all the bigger, it's black.
Right. So it would be, the arrow is correct on the drawing in front of you. The removal of what the Plan Commission removed is the bottom X2 courts. And then the side courts on the diagram show six. I'm making that four to leave more room for the multi-use trail. And then because you would have a few less, you would reduce the parking just a little bit for that.
Okay. The reason I question you on the trail connection is because if you do it the way that arrow is,
yes,
there's no connection. It's kind of a roundabout connection to the parking lot. So were I wanting to go north, northwest, it's mm-hmm. not really a make sense connection to go northwest.
No.
My thought would be that you would connect the trail to the northwest corner of the parking lot.
The trail is connected
similar to the way it is now, but just drag it down to where you're cutting off the parking lot.
I don't really care how they connect the trail to the park.
I don't care.
The Plan Commission did not want the people walking through the parking lot to get onto the trail. So they said, take the existing trail and just connect the existing trail to the new trail across the grass and don't take it through the parking lot. However, Grafe wants to design that to make that happen, I'm okay with that.
Madam Clerk, can you read that motion, please? For a better look at the drawing, it's on page... It's not on a page number.
157.
Page 164. It would be 164. If you cross off the bottom box of pickleball courts and then just remove two from the far right. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to accept the Pleasant View Master Plan with four pickleball courts, altering the trail linkage to connect to the existing trail versus the parking lot, and reduce the parking to reflect the reduction of courts. Seconded by Alderman Nelson.
No, sir, we don't accept public comment. Alderman Nelson, under discussion, Alderman Nelson.
Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm and I, you know, talked about some other areas and what we were thinking out loud as far as where to put this so we're not shortchanging the pickleball. And what I think we would like to look at, or if you would, Alderwoman, kind of, instead of we're not just taking, there was other plans and other discussions of where something could be put in the future, or recommended to be put.
Absolutely. Fully supportive. I'd like to give them everything they want, but I'd like to see it in a spot where it can all be together, because if they ever want to grow at this spot, it's just not doable. And putting in 6 to 8 just causes way too much. I was out there and I took a picture of the fence. There's hardly any room between the pavilion and the fence. If you want to have picnic tables and people standing outside and, you know, a pavilion to rent out 100, it's just not feasible. It's just too tight. It's just all pickleball courts. And we could do this. We've got some ideas. We've been talking about it, so I think we can make it happen.
Thank you, Mayor. And I want to thank everyone here who has reached out to me over the past few days. I've had countless emails and telephone calls, and if I haven't responded to you personally yet, I'm sorry. I've had a lot of calls, but I do try to respond personally, and do know that I've read everything that you've sent me and listened to messages. That being said, I've heard from lots of different sides and opinions on the pickleball courts at Pleasant View Park. And I'll reiterate what I said at the Parks Commission meeting last night. I feel, and I'm rather new to this process with the pickleball at Pleasant View Courts, I know, or Pleasant View Park, I know it's been going on for quite some time, and patience is running out. I hear you and understand you. I feel that we are still trying to put a square peg into a round hole. And what I've heard from a majority of pickleball players is that an 8-court facility would be ideal to have your tournaments. So as I'm thinking through this, if we were to approve this tonight, and I'm going to direct my question to the city engineer, if this were to be approved tonight, what in your estimation would be the soonest those courts could be used at Pleasant View Park?
So the next agenda item is for the design. I don't recall the timeline, but I would imagine that we could have construction going on next year. So probably midsummer next year.
So midsummer. So they're looking probably at half of their season yet that they wouldn't have access to those additional courts.
I hate to be too optimistic with everything else going on, but yeah, probably mid to late summer, by the time school starts.
Okay. So that being said, we are also in the process of looking to purchase additional parklands.
We are.
Sooner than later. And one of the suggestions I had come up with, and I'm trying to investigate, and getting some initial positive response from Milwaukee County, because the tennis courts at Fremming Park, which is in my district, are in deplorable condition. They are heaved, they are dangerous, there's grass growing all over those courts. So I would love to investigate the possibility of maybe leasing that area from Milwaukee County. Could we then use parks money to put an 8-court facility there? And although you'd still lose half of the summer at Pleasant View Park, would those additional months be worth it to start construction on an 8-court facility that would then be ready to go right away at the beginning of the following spring? I don't know. I'm putting the question out there. But I think it would be a win-win for the people who live near the park and the people who really want a full tournament-level facility, because I think they need that. And if they're continuing to grow at the rate that they're growing, four or six courts at Pleasant View ultimately may not be enough in 2 years.
I'm reminded by the city attorney that's a bit of far from the agenda item.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I apologize for that. I know that we've got people interested in that.
I'm sorry. Then I will.
And it's definitely avoiding me getting on my soapbox about investing money in the county facilities when we already spend the third largest tax bill going to Milwaukee County and getting nothing in return.
Now that's not on the agenda either. Now don't talk to
Shirley. And it's absolutely true. The only benefit we get is we pay Alderman Nelson's salary.
Thank you.
Well, and I've been told by the county that those tennis courts are not going to be on the budget until 2025. So
that's what I mean. Anyway, okay.
I'm sorry.
Mayor?
Who asked that? Oh, Alderman Barber. On the motion to approve the park plan, Alderman Barber.
Just a couple comments, just one comment. I want to thank everybody also for sending me emails. I appreciate all your input. I've tried to answer as many as I can right now, given that maybe not all of you have received an answer. But I'm also getting calls from people that are in the area that live there, and they're concerned about the number of courts. Now, they're not here tonight, but they have emailed me. So there's another side to this. I'm in favor of it at some level, and I'm not sure whether it be the 6 or the 4. But there are people that are concerned about their neighborhood and want to make sure that it is preserved as such. So I'm just throwing that piece out there, that there is a balance here that has to be maintained.
We're good people.
No one doubts that.
And just so you all know, too, I too got all of your emails, and I probably got more than, I got a lot. Mm-hmm. And I read them all on top of my mayoral duties, and part of which is, I hope you all stick around for item 12, which is the budget, which is your tax bill. Did that among other things. Stick around. Anyway, anyone else on the motion? All right, let's go right to a roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Well, the motion carries unanimously. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, and...
Mr. Mayor, can I just make a quick comment here, Mr.
Alderman Mayer?
For some of the people on this council, I think it's a little disingenuous to be concerned about the neighbors at this point in time for a project that's of a greater good, when we've for years been... Many people on this council, not Alderwoman Hanneman, she's new to this, but many of the others have been flipping off the neighbors to another project not too far away. We've said, screw the neighbors on that project. But this project, we're saying, oh, the neighbors matter. They count. Well, the neighbors should always matter. They should have input to what goes on in their neighborhood. This council just needs to decide, everybody on this council needs to decide what's important. Now, we threw the neighbors on that other project, the bone, a couple weeks ago by siding with them one time in a few years, but for years we have been flipping them off. So just wanted to remind everyone of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, let's try to remain on the agenda. G9 is a heck of a lot of money for a not real complicated project. It's to authorize the amendment to agreement, the amount of $129,590 for Grafe to design and produce bid documents.
Make the motion. We're going to get this done. Here comes the pickleball courts.
Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Mayor?
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Alderman Wilhelm.
I just want to make this a little bit easier for everyone. The money that we saved by not putting in 13 facility bathroom was $500,000.
Oh, please.
So I know it hurts to do this, but it could have been worse.
Oh, it's $124,000 for engineering. It's just crazy. And Glenn, I'm going to meet with you tomorrow to have you explain.
I don't disagree, because we had a plan that was already done.
Tomorrow. Item G10, pick your poison here. This is Buckthorn. Do we legislate it out of existence, or what do you want to do?
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Mayer, on the Environmental Commission.
I move to, looks like Sandy wants to say something.
Madam Clerk.
If you choose to add this to the list of noxious weeds, you would have to amend the municipal code. So if you would like to direct staff to amend the municipal code, that ordinance will come at the next Common Council meeting.
I would like to move to direct staff to amend the municipal code to add buckthorn to the noxious weed list. We have to remember, this is just like cottonwood. Just because it's on the noxious weed list doesn't mean that we've got armies going out to hunt for it. But when we get a complaint for a cottonwood, it has to be removed. This would put buckthorn in the same group. It's not that we're going to go out hunting for it, but it needs to be removed. And you can take a walk through any area where there's any kind of brush or trees or anything growing, and you'll see buckthorn just coming in and almost taking over, if not already taking over. So something needs to be done, and this is a start.
That second. Motion.
You're doing option one, right, Alderman Mayor?
I don't have that in front of me.
Classify buckthorn as noxious
yes.
weed with the option
yes.
all buckthorn in the city would need to be destroyed. Alternatively, it
yes.
would need to be kept cut to a height not to exceed 18
that's
inches and platted subdivisions. And subject to fines and violations and court and all the rest of that. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, the release of escrow deposit for the public improvements at the Forest View Apartments. Whose district is that? 53 Forest. West Forest View Court, 60th North of Rhine. Alderwoman Hanneman.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now for the fun of the evening, and nobody leaves. Close the doors, lock them. Our new wonderful director of administration, Peggy Stino, you're on. While Peggy's warming up, tremendous effort by all the department heads and their support staff on Peggy's first budget, but of course Paul did a great deal of the work. The budget numbers as they came to Peggy and Paul and me were really tight. The staff did a great job coming in. And then I commend Peggy and Paul, some of the creative thinking that the two of them did at that very table was amazing. Sometimes new blood means a lot, and Peggy had some ideas that I thought were phenomenal working with Paul, and that allowed Paul some creativity that I think was being stifled over the years. So what you find in front of you is a tremendously workable budget, and I look forward to hearing your comments, and off you go, Peggy.
Thanks, Mayor. So before we get started, the presentation that we're going to be walking through tonight is in the front of your budget binder in case you want to follow through or make any notes, et cetera. And we will have it on the city website tomorrow. So with that, we're pleased to present the budget in draft form from the mayor. And again, just to echo the mayor's comments, everybody here, there's no doubt that everybody is in the right mind and looking out for the community as we're going through this budget. It was very refreshing to be in this kind of an environment. So thank you to everybody. And then again to Paul, he basically did the majority of the work. And not only that, but between him and the mayor, they've spent a ton of hours getting me up to speed on everything Franklin. So I do really appreciate that. So as we move forward and start talking about the budget, I think it's important. We're looking at a financial document, but there's a whole lot more to the budget than just the numbers. And that's basically our roadmap going into 2021. So we'll just talk a little bit about that, some of the priorities that we have. Again, just in conversations with the mayor and the majority of the council members, you know, I've quickly learned what's important in Franklin. And that's obviously a conservative, strong city with excellent finances, great services, and really some good self-restraint on the levy. So I completely understand we are a levy community and not a rate community. And I really do think this budget reflects that. So I think we're really looking out for the taxpayers in this budget while continuing to provide some really good services. Again, we have a lot of challenges. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the challenges. I think you all know what those are. You know, there's a lot of state restrictions, levy limits, expenditure restraint. Sometimes we can count on revenues from the state. Sometimes they get reduced or get stalled. It's just something we need to deal with, and really we've been dealing with for a lot of years. As far as the marketplace pressures, those would be things like commodity pricing, fuel, materials, contracted services, different things. Again, regular challenges that we have to deal with. And then, of course, everything going on in the economy for all of the reasons. I think what we didn't see coming was this whole COVID thing in 2020. And